Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and join us, and remember to like and subscribe for more. Today we're going to be talking about the fact that you need to become a glitch. What the fuck does that even mean, right? You're probably thinking, is this some Andrew Tate Matrix bullshit? Hear us out. Don't click off yet. Just listen. Because what we're trying to tell you is that you need to hop away from the script. Because in this lifestyle, in this society, especially Americans, I don't know if it's different around the world, but we all have this generic lifestyle, which is, you know, you start school, get good grades, everything like that. Then you get to a good college and you try to get a good job, work your 9 to 5, whatever, and then retire when you're 60, 65, and while you're old and fucking wrinkly and your penis is dysfunctional, you can go out and have fun, right? Why is that the generic lifestyle, right? Because everyone's going to tell you, like, no, don't step away from that. It's just, it's the safest option possible. You don't want to take the risk of becoming great or becoming something, like, memorial in life. Exactly. That's just too risky. And you just have fun when you're, like, 65 and your penis can't get up. So how are we going to even, like, get started with this whole idea?
First. Where did you hear that?
Luke Belmar.
Yeah? Really? Well,
I thought that's where the topic's from, him being the glitch.
No. I mean, like, the penis thing.
Oh, they really say that? You like made it. You made sure you, like, made you mentioned up. That. You made penis sure.
I don't know. I just threw it in
I
there.
I bet there are a few people who say that.
I threw it in
what
there.
What if your penis isn't think, dysfunctional, dude?
Yeah.
What?
It's a genuine.
What?
You're just assuming now that your penis is dysfunctional at 60. Well, won't it be no matter what?
Eventually.
Whether you change your lifestyle.
Yeah. My point is, you shouldn't. Like, why are you going to go have fun when your penis is dysfunctional when you can... You know, take the risk.
No, but if you consume things with too much plastic, you might have that.
Yeah, so that's tell him. He'll tell you.
What do you mean?
Plastic, boy.
Yeah, plastic is part of the script too, bro.
That's true. It literally is. Well, regardless, people are so afraid to take these risks that can actually make them, like, accomplish something great in life.
And what's a risk?
A risk of...
Why do they think it's a risk in the first place?
Well, because when you're surrounded with people that are telling you not to do this, because I don't want you to... And your parents are saying you need to go to college and there's no other exception because college is the safest option. That's my key word here. The fact that it's safer. Because if you graduate college, you'll be able to work up to a nice job. And in that within that job, you'll be able to build some sort of career. Yeah.
But when you have a business, the income's not really guaranteed. Something can go south and boom, you lose everything.
But they can also just take away your job too whenever they want. COVID,
that's true, but
COVID-19,
they just said,
oh,
it's
no,
less
no.
likely for you to lose your job than something going wrong
it's
in
a
business.
Bigger risk.
Yeah. Because most of it is on yourself when you do business, but that, you're just a follower pretty much.
I feel like people just, like, really don't even think. People don't really think at all about these types of things. Like, they're just like, they like being told what to do. They like mommy and daddy telling them to do this and do that. They like the school teachers to tell them to do this and do that. And it's just like... Eventually, some people, like maybe like us, like the glitches, right? We're sick of it. We're sick of, like, just being told what to do. It's like we sit down here and question why. Why am I going to school? And some people would be like, I'd be like, okay, why am I going to school? Be like, what do you mean? Of course you're going to school. But like, no, but why? Like, give me, like, a reason. Like, what do you mean? It's good. And it's like, that's not enough for me to, like, make decisions, you know what I mean? Like, always ask why, and no one asks why nowadays, and that's why they follow the script, because it's easy, it's comfortable.
I want to ask you, do you think following the script is a bad thing?
No, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Okay.
It's just not how I want to live.
Okay.
People don't ask themselves how they want to live. They get, like, the script, it might not be, it's not technically bad, but you want to live that script?
I think
you
got to
ask yourself
thing.
That.
You hit the jackpot. Because I think we want to, I want to make this message clear, where it's not a bad thing to not follow a script or to follow a script. There are some people that thrive better when they are told what to do. People, you can, I'm taking an entrepreneurship class, and one of the big things is I realized with a lot of my classmates, the assignments are, you have the freedom to do what you want. In terms of your assignment is, write a 2 to 3 page paper on anything related to class. It's not a directional... You have to write about this. And what I found, my classmates, they don't know what the fuck to write about. They struggle. They can't figure out what to write about. What I found is there are some people that genuinely prefer being told what to do. And that's not a bad thing. That's their lifestyle. Problem is, people think that's the only lifestyle. We're here to kind of tell them that's not.
Yeah.
Because we have to realize we all are certain different individuals. We all have different things we want to achieve. Some people want to be great and some people don't. I think everyone wants to be great in a sense, but some people are willing to
but challenge that. That's right. Some people do want to be average, though. Yeah. Because to pass that level of being average, you have to risk a lot of things. You have to undergo a lot of pressure, a lot of overthinking of, okay, what if I fail? And all that kind of stuff. What if I disappoint him, her, my family, whatever? So, yeah, some people want to be that average person that always keeps everybody satisfied, but not themselves, because they know that they have more potential, but they're too scared to go after it.
Yeah, you know what I think is crazy? It's what Fricker is saying, question everything. Like, I'm thinking about it. Where does the script even come from? So, for example, being like
Rockefeller.
If you take a small business owner or a real estate agent or like a salesman or someone who day trades, whatever, any profession where a paycheck isn't guaranteed, that is by definition a gamble, right? That gamble is because nothing is promised in the life. Exactly. So, but through that gamble, the script comes from people that have failed at whatever that gamble could have been. Right. So the same people that try to live up this ideology, this life that you want to live, and couldn't succeed in it, they're the ones that are going to tell you, no, you can't do that, because it's too risky, and I tried it, it doesn't even work. But why does that make sense? Because you see so many people that have made it work by choice, like through people that have actually given it their fucking all. What Andrew Tate says is, he said this once, and you guys know I'm not the biggest fan, but he did say that I will always live for it, is that the universe rewards people that put their best in, something like that. And not people that actually, like, that say they put their best in. And that don't have any excuses. People who put in 100% and can, like, genuinely say they put in 100%, that's who the universe rewards. So taking that gamble is literally a fucking choice. And if you want it to work or not is also a choice. That's the script comes from people that have failed at this thing.
And that's the thing, is like failure. People are just afraid to fail. But why are people afraid to fail? Because in school, we've been getting grades all our lives.
Right.
A, B, C, D, F. And whenever you get F, whenever you get a D, it's a problem. It's like, oh, like your parents like scold you. They, why aren't you doing good? Blah, 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 blah. And that pain from feeling that, you don't ever want to feel the pain of failure ever again. It's conditioning yourself to never want to fail at anything. So that's why people don't take the risk. But those risks aren't really, like, you're supposed to fail. But it's not even failure, it's learning.
Right.
It's this whole thing about failure isn't real. Failure is just a stepping stone for you to grow and get better. And people don't really understand.
It's not like
that.
A downfall that people make it look like it is.
It's definitely not. And of course, like, if there's a decision and it's like life threatening, you'll know that for sure, and you won't want to fuck it up. But if you fail a test, okay, that's not that deep. You know what I mean?
What makes a failure is how you perceive it. Mm-hmm. It's only as bad as you make it seem to be. Because if you get an F on a test, does that really change your life? Are you going to die tomorrow? Fuck no. It's really how you perceive it. If you had that mentality of, look, this is not going to change my life in terms of I still get to breathe on this planet, it's not going to bother you. But then if you have that perspective that this is my everything, I might fail this class now. It's a whole different story. So, again, it's just like stress is inevitable, but you can control so much of it. That's why I love the study of perspective. If you just put your perspective in different situations, it's a whole different ball game you live by.
It's like people don't live up to, like, their dreams. Like, what's the point of dreaming? What's the point of wanting things if you're never going to do shit about it? Like, what's the point of dreaming and, like, okay, I want this, but being like, I want that, but not really, just because they're scared to fail. They're scared to, you know what I mean, tell their parents, hey, I want this. I don't want to do what you tell me. I want to do this. So it comes down to really being scared of just failing and opinions of other people. Like, your parents are always going to, you know what I mean, because they followed the script. Most of our parents followed the script, you know what I mean, get a job. Etc. And so they don't really understand that there's life outside of that. There's life outside of the script that you can actually do, especially in the digital age nowadays. And it sucks to see people, like, they, like, literally look miserable. Like, when I went to community college, like, no one was fucking happy. Like, people were just sitting there. People were just there to show up. No
At
one
least
gave,
most of them, yeah.
No one, yeah, a lot
no
of...
No one is a big word.
Yeah, exactly. My bad.
Yeah.
Well, most of them that I saw, they didn't look happy. Yeah. Like, this, I was in community college, and this one kid next to me, like, we're doing, like, this, like, little project, And he's like on his phone. I'm like, okay, well, yo, what are we doing? He's like, I don't fucking know. I'm like, dude, come on. That's like, so you're just here to show up. You're not here to actually, like, to be fair, I wasn't there to fucking be there. I was there just
Why didn't you know what you were doing?
Exactly. I was on the same boat with him because I didn't care enough to, I didn't actually want to do this shit. I didn't want to sit down there and fucking listen to this teacher yap about some stuff I don't care about. Mm-hmm. And everyone has like a passion. Everyone has a gift. And it's like, people don't go out and try to find that. People don't try to go out and find their gift and live up to their dreams. Cause you only have one life. So you might as well risk it all and live up to your dreams or you die trying. You know what I mean?
See, that's my question. Like, why not try? Why not try? Those same people that you were just talking about in community college are the same ones that desire the most, realistically. So why wouldn't you at least give it a go? Especially at like a young age with us. Like, how can you willingly sit back and know that I'm not going to throw my life away, but I'm not going to do what I dream to do. Yeah. Like, how can you like let that thought process not even slip?
I'd argue everyone tries.
I don't argue that.
Everyone tries to achieve their dream. No.
I don't know. But then it's about how hard you try.
It's not their dreams, bro. They live up to other people's dreams.
That's a different story. If they don't know their true dream, that's them. But I'm saying if they do know,
he says they try, but they don't try enough.
Yeah, exactly. They don't try hard enough. What I just said with the 100% thing, like the people try, but did they really put everything in?
No, not at all. Of course. That's why they're not there.
Go all in, dude. Go all fucking in.
I think, and that kind of stuff goes through back of somebody's mind too. What if I did this? What if I risked it all? But then, when they risk something and then they fail and then they see something's not going their way, they're thinking, okay, maybe risking isn't a good approach because they don't see the other perspective of if I keep on failing, I'm going to be learning, and eventually you're going to get to your goal. That's the thing. They don't want to put in the reps.
That's fucking facts,
they don't
too.
See the results.
They see like a little fucking pullback, like a small tiny retracement, almost like it's a bow and arrow, so where you're bringing it backwards.
Right.
But once you release and you learn from whatever that retracement or pullback can be, then you just fucking skyrocket. Like, with the same thing with you. Like, if you fail to close a client or if you fail to detail a car the best way possible, your perspective is going to automatically default into you thinking, how could I have done it better? And then that's the slingshot right there, because you're going to solve the problem within that.
Exactly.
I found that a lot of the fears don't come from the actual thing itself, the dream. It comes from judgment. At least I believe so full-heartedly, which is not that we're scared that we're going to fail. We know we're going to fail at some point. We're scared of how people, especially our closest peers, our friends, our family, are going to judge us for our failure.
It's another one.
So I think that's the biggest one. Because if you ask yourself, even yourself when you were younger, why did you do it? Why did you not do it? It's because why are we still in college? You'd argue it's because of our mom, right? Because of our judgment of or not our relationship.
The pressure.
The judgment. You could say it's judgment. And then when it comes to that, I like to perceive it, at least in my mindset, is we're all going to die one day. So why not fucking, like, the people that are judging you are also going to die one day, and everybody's going to forget about their thoughts. They're not going to stay for the rest of your life. So if you put it in that perspective, the reason you're going to fail at your dreams or fail at what you truly want to do and not live a life where you truly enjoy what you do every day rather than having to go into a fucking job where you're miserable for the next 8 hours, come home cranky, is simply because you're scared of what others are going to think of you if you don't make it. That's a very, if you put it in that perspective, that's a very silly way of saying, I fucking failed at this life.
I feel like the people that mostly judge too are kind of jealous or envious in a way, because they see you trying to go after your dreams and they're like, okay. But then back in their mind, they're like, I didn't do that.
Right.
And I missed out on that chance. So it's like, when I see my parents and they give like their opinions and like, you know what I mean? It's like, I always take that with a grain of salt just because it's like, they've always been taught this. I mean, they don't really see what's going on and stuff like that.
And you never know what you can learn from those types of conversations.
Like, you'll always, like, have, like, at least, like, one person always, like, shouting negativity at you in the background, like, while you're, like, you're growing, while you're trying to get better. And at that point, it's just, like, those are the types of people that, like, are kind of jealous or envious, like, just because they want to do that too, but they don't want to feel that fear. They don't want to feel the pain of that.
Right. No, I think that's a very good point.
When did you guys, like, become a glitch? When was the first time you were like, you woke up and became a glitch?
I think when I didn't go to college. Like, I'm dead ass. Because my parents, my whole family was like, even when I speak with my grandparents and stuff, they're like, go to college, go to college. They even talk to my parents, and then they talk back and forth to somehow tell us a way to go to college, because they say education is good, knowledge is good. I'm like, I don't disagree with that, but how do I get knowledge isn't like through college necessarily, you know?
That's true. Realistically, it's true. Yeah. Especially if that's not like the fucking career you want or exactly. the dream that you have.
And wisdom comes from experience. It's not, you know, opening up a book and reading like all day. It's actually applying that into life. Mm-hmm. What a lot of people think knowledge and wisdom even is reading the book, getting so much knowledge and then yapping about it. That's really not wisdom. Wisdom is to be able to tell somebody. Because if somebody comes up to you and says, okay, this didn't work, why didn't it work? You go, read it again. Or maybe, oh yeah, read this book. Like, you can't just keep on sending people to get all the information. Sometimes you have to tell them, maybe do this because I also read this and it didn't make sense to me at first, but then I had to take a different path. You open up different pathways, not just for yourself, but for future generation, future people. So that was like my story, because I had to go against that. I had to be the glitch to go against my parents and be like, this isn't the life that I want. And I told them this too. I know what I'm sacrificing. I know that I'm risking that I might fail. I acknowledge this, but I'm willing to do it if it means that I'm going after what I truly want and what I'm passionate about, because I would rather, you know, fail doing what I want than, you know, be an average person and then regret at the end of my life to say, you know, I really wanted this in the bottom of my heart, but I never got to do it because I was scared. That's the biggest thing that scares me. So
that's fucking facts too, especially for like the business you desire to own. Like, if you want to be an engineer and you want to have your own engineering company, business, whatever, then sure, go to college and get something in STEM. You'll learn, you'll have experience, and whatever.
That's a great thing to do. Yeah, but that's not for everybody. Not bad.
Exactly. Like, that's a good option too. I can argue that there's a lot better ways to approach it, but that's safe or whatever.
Exactly.
I want to go back to what you said about judgment too, because I want you to also think of it like this way. If we were like on the street, right, and someone just shouted at us saying, hey, your podcast stinks, we would like, if we're some random stranger, we don't even know who that is, we would just shrug that off immediately. Like, we wouldn't even think of it twice. Right. But why does it have to be different when like a close relative of ours says, I don't really like that podcast of yours? Like, that's going to really like get some thoughts running through your head. So anytime you have like that fucking fear of judgment, because I like this shit hits so close to home. When starting this podcast with you guys, I was always thinking, like, what are the people around me in school going to think? And starting my channel, too, I would think, like, well, what about Josh and what are the guys going to think? Or what are my girls going to think? Dude, but if you can, like, connect that to that stranger's thoughts, then there's no fear at the point. You're just going to shrug off any negativity that's going to come at you, because that's inevitable. People are going to say, fucking clown your shit.
You can't... What's the right word? That's just human psychology. You can't unwire what we're engraved. Humans are meant to be loved, are meant to feel an empathetic manner towards others. You can't erase that. The people that you love are always going to mean something to you in terms of their comments. You can't just make them into strangers. It's just not how humans are wired.
I don't agree, dude, because if those same, like, you're going to process those thoughts.
That's human nature. You can't break human nature. You're an animal at the end of the day, right? You're a human.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change that, no.
Here's how I think of it, though, because I even got this from this TikToker.
It's his name, perception, though.
Listen. This guy was Squid. His name's Squid, and he started his own business, clothing brand, right?
Yeah.
And when he had this conversation at a family dinner, his aunt came up to him and she told him, yeah, this isn't going to work. He literally responded he literally responded saying, yeah, you're right. Like, he fucking agreed with her. He didn't believe it for a second. He processed her feedback, whatever, and then just shrugged it off immediately, because he's not going to waste his time and argue about it. He knows he doesn't care what she actually thinks and that's something he wants to pursue. If he had stuck to what she had said, and said, no, he let that get into her head. Don't start the clothing brand. It's not a good idea. I don't think it's going to work. Then where would he be now? Like, it's a whole different story. Process what those loved ones are saying. But that doesn't mean you have to listen to it. Of course, you're going to actually, the same way you processed what the stranger's thoughts said. You processed him saying, oh, your podcast, sorry. You shrug it off of me.
You
consider so your loved one's going to say something. Process that. They're saying this. Just shrug it off. Because Stephen Harvey says, God didn't show it to them. God showed it to you.
Oh, I love that.
And then that's just the truth at the end of the day.
It's also too, like, God didn't put us on earth to make money. He didn't put us on earth to just fucking go to college and get a job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think of it as, like, I saw this in a book. It's like society's scoreboard. It's like society is this, like, game that they're playing. It's like fucking Monopoly, right? Life's a game. But when you glitch out of it, when you come back a little bit and you understand it, it's like life is more spiritual. It's more of a meaning. It's more purposeful. You kind of look look at the score, like the society scoreboard from the outside, and you kind of can create from there. You know what I mean? So you're not inside and in all this negativity.
Yeah.
Something I noticed about, like, all, like, the bots too, since we're talking about glitch. The people that are, like, AFK, the people that do say these comments, they're just distracted. They're so, like, fogged up in the mind. Like, I used to be one of those people just, like, yeah, just, like, follow everything, you know what I mean? And it's, like, I feel, like, almost compassionate for those people because it's not their fault. Like, if you actually explain some evidence to people about, okay, this is why I'm, like, for example, this is why we do the podcasts, and you actually sat down with them and, like, explain them to them. Instead of, because, you mean, we can go up to someone and be like, oh, yeah, we're doing a podcast. They'll be like, oh, like, you know what I mean? They'll be like, oh, nice. But they'll be like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because there's some doubts in their mind. You know what I mean? They don't understand. People know that working out is good. People know eating good is good for you. But why don't they do it? It's because they don't actually, like, they're not, like awake.
They're not there, yeah.
Yeah, that's facts.
They're, like, they're running on autopilot. Like, you put some food in front of them and they'll just fucking eat it. Have you ever been at a buffet and you fucking, like, see all the stuff? You just start grabbing stuff randomly? Why? Why did you just pick this thing up, this chip, and then eat it? Why?
Because,
like,
you want it.
Yeah, because you want it.
No, but, like, you, like, when I'm at a buffet, right? No, he means,
like, unconsciously just
do, when you, like, unconsciously you just, like, start picking things, you know what I mean?
Or you're not there in the moment. I've done things where I'm not, like, there in the moment. That's, like, unconscious decisions.
I call it the AFK brain.
Yeah.
I'm not following. When I go to a buffet and I find the food I want, I just pick it up.
Well, it doesn't have to be about that. It can be about other stuff.
Okay. But I understand the analogy. Yeah. I understand what you're getting at.
It's like,
I just really, like, I take food very seriously.
Exactly. It's like that AFK brain. It's like people are just not awake. They're not glitching out of the matrix. And some people, they want to be in there. They want to be stuck in there. And some people, they want to get out, but they don't know how. So how can someone glitch out? What do you guys think?
Eliminate fear of judgment.
How?
Go against the crowd, even.
Well, yeah, what I said earlier, maybe not rewire your brain, but understand that it's your life, it's your vision.
Changing your perspective.
Yeah, changing your perspective. Eliminating fear of judgment. Yeah.
He's getting rid of distractions.
You can't change not caring about what others think about you. Yeah. You can't change that. But you can change how you perceive taking the leap. It doesn't have to be this extremely scary thing.
You can also control,
like,
your life.
I also, like, I forget what it is. It's like the law of salami. Not law of salami. Just like salami. If you can cut into pieces and realize, rather than having to look at the big picture and saying, I have to get successful, rather of, okay, I got to start fixing my sleep schedule. Let's just start there. Let's rock that for a week. Make sure we achieve that goal. Beautiful. All right, let's transition to, and this is, let's say, the goal of, let's say you want to become a bodybuilder. All right, let's get it up a notch and eat 4 meals a day instead of 3 and incrementally increase. I think that's a great way to start. Absolutely. Can't start thinking, okay, how do I go from 100 pounds to 500 pounds? An analogy. So kind of breaking into pieces, I think, is a great way to start the glitch, because it's so scary. It's so dark, right? That's the whole point of a risk, is it's dark. You can't see what's behind it. You can't tell if you're successful. So if you can just start with the traits of a successful person and then build your way up, I think that's a beautiful way to start.
You know what's crazy is, like, once you go, you never go back. Like, yeah. I could never stop doing this. You know what I mean? I could never just stop trying to reach my goals. Like, I can never go back now. Like, I cannot just be average.
You know the difference. I know the big difference.
I know it's, like, that lifestyle is so meaningless and so just, like, mundane. It's so boring. Like,
it wasn't,
like,
yours.
Something deep down inside of me, like, my emotions, like anger. Like, I get frustrated when I'm not getting better. And that's, like, I'm glad, like, grateful for that, because I don't want to go back. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. I think all of us, I want to just quickly chime in on here. With what I was saying, taking it day by day. All of us, when we first started working out, were so scared because of what other people would think, that we were small in the gym, that we want these huge physiques and everything, like we really want, but we nothing like this. What did we do? Like, if you really think about it, we just went every single day.
We just showed up.
We just showed up.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. We showed up. That's the only difference. Only difference. If you were to show up every day, you can't fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail physically if you don't die from some unprecedented death. If you just show up for a consistent period of time, an extraordinary period of time, you will succeed.
And you'll get in the rhythm. Mm-hmm. And you already, like, speed up. And then, you know, from there, you only go up.
And exactly. If you ask how you show up, you just do. You just do. There's no answer. Everyone's so different, right? Yeah.
One of the last things that I have to say is I want to go back to what you said, how you go against the crowd. Right. Have you guys ever seen the photo? It's just like a bunch of like white stick. Just, you didn't fucking hear it yet, bro.
I know what you're talking about. Like one person sticking out?
No, there's a, well, yes, kind of. Yes. Like it's just white, a bunch of white people, and then there's like one red person amidst the crowd. Or there's even like the arrow one. Like So what Sadula said, was talking about go against those crowd. Those, like all those other like white non-figurable people have literally lived the life that you don't want to. You can almost think of it as like a fucking blueprint as to the life that you don't want to live, because they're showing you they're all doing the same fucking thing. They're all taking the safe option. And you see that all of those results end up achieving the life that you don't want. So why would you follow along with that in the first place? You have to be willing to go against that, go the opposite direction and do what everyone else isn't doing. That's what's called being special.
Yeah, it's called being a glitch.
Being a glitch. That's right. What a glitch is.
And just trying too. I mean, if you just try something different, you don't like it, you can always turn back and go with the crowd.
That's difficult.
It's difficult, but
yeah, it's but worth I don't mean
it.
Like
it's demoralizing telling your parents they were right. You know what I mean?
But it's worth knowing that you at least tried to do what you want.
But Simon, dude, it's like, who cares about anyone, like what anyone else thinks, bro?
What?
It's like, I know it's like your parents and shit too. And I had to go through a journey of kind of understanding that they're human and they have opinions, but they're also like, not, I don't want to say bots, but it's just like they follow that script.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that and be like, okay, this is why they're saying those things to me. So it's not personal.
Yeah.
You can't take anything personally from your parents and from anyone else. And you can, it's like you said, getting a different perception on it or perceiving it in a different way.
Exactly. You don't have to perceive telling your parents that they're right is the moral.
It might hurt. It's going to hurt, of course, like going against and like you're – because, dude, you're making a fucking 180, like what you did all your life. You're slowly scraping away society's fucking blueprint for you. You're like tearing it apart slowly but surely, one piece at a time. So it's going to hurt. It's going to feel painful, and that is the cost of that life.
And sometimes you have to put some things on scale. Which one's harder? Tell them you're right and shrug it off and see them disappointed you in that moment, or tell them you're right, live what they said, and then at the end, you regret for not really doing what you want.
Yeah.
Like you have to put those two on the scale and say which one's greater. Because guess what? At the end of the day, when people don't believe in you and you achieve something, they're like, oh, I knew you were going to do it. They didn't.
They hop on that dick so quick.
They want to tell you that they always believed in you. They always want to say that in the back of their mind, oh, maybe by 1%, I always knew that you wanted, because they saw that you were so passionate about it. That's why. But in reality, if they had a choice to tell you which way to go, they would pick the way that they want you to go. They wouldn't. Yeah. That's why people don't give you the options to go this, that. Because they follow a script. They think because they follow that script, that's the best script for you. But nobody wants to tell you, what do you like? Which way do you want to go? Which burden you want to pick up and carry it on your own? That's the thing that Jordan Peterson says. True freedom is choosing your own burden, choosing your own lifestyle that you want to do. You want to live, whether that's hard or easy, and doing what you want.
That's so true, dude.
I know this like analogy I always used to think about. It's like a bunch of rock climbers climbing up the mountain of life, the mountain of success. You see the whole crowd, they go up the trail that's already made out. Everyone goes up that trail, but you say, fuck that. And you go all the way around, but then they're watching you climb. They're like, oh, is he going to fail? Like, they're watching you. They're all going to be watching you go your own path. Like, that is the beauty of it. You're paving your own path for yourself to climb up the mountain. Yeah. There's so many ways to get up the mountain. It doesn't have to be what everyone else does, because that's just fucking boring. It's so boring.
Exactly, with the crowd. Like, just go against the crowd.
Dude, and go ahead.
Well, I was going to say back to, like, don't even think about, too, like, admitting that you're right. Not to say that you do, but admitting that you're right, like, being demoralizing to your parents. Like, not to say that you do, but don't even think about that in the first place. That's only going to hold you back. That's literally just a limiting belief. Like, what if I end up having to tell my parents they were right? if you think about that, then that like if you believe that that's what's gonna happen, then turns out you will probably be right.
You gotta understand, it's like even though it is your parents, you are your own being outside of them.
True that.
So regardless of what they say, like, you know what I mean, they're not strangers, they're people that love you. You can love them and still not follow what they say.
Yeah. So here's the thing, right? When I first went to a basketball game, I think I told you guys the story when everybody was going through the same door and there was three double doors people could have went through. They were creating a whole line. So what I had to do was, why am I following them? So I went out the line, opened the door, and I went through that. Now, here's the thing. The crowd is keep moving. When you get out, the crowd is going to be moving. And if that door is jammed, you're going to have to go back in the line. However, if it's not jammed, then you open it and you go through all alone. And you might get ahead of them too because all that crowd is stuck in one place. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's even the risk that you're taking. That's just a small example. But life, it's so much broad.
Yeah, like it literally just shows like people are fucking sheep too.
And it's a neurochemical thing too. It's not just so when you see a lot of people doing psychology. The same thing, yeah, psychological, neurological thing, that you just fall into that same rhythm that it's goes conformity. Through your body, those chemicals that you just follow the crowd. You don't even think about it. You do it because you see everybody else do it.
So true. Love it.
Not everyone can be a glitch though, which is, I wouldn't say unfortunate. Like there needs to be like. Yeah, I don't want to call them bots because that's kind of mean.
Blue collar men is what I might term.
Yeah, there needs to be people to follow the script, and some people are happy with that, and that's perfectly fine. But mm-hmm. I'm not. We are not.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this.
Yeah,
up.
Let's bring. All
right. I just want to say a closing thought. I'd love to die as a man who never gave up.
True. You wrote a quote on your story the other day. You said a man that doesn't follow his dreams, he's already dead, or something like that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's something.
You said that in their group chat.
Yeah, a man who doesn't. A man with no dreams has what? Nothing.
He's a dead man.
He's a dead man. A man who has no dreams is a dead man.
Dead man walking, sheep, bots. Yeah. The AFK brain, dude. All
right. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Quote of the day. Would you give your daughter a man like yourself? That's just something to think about, really. Yeah. I mean, what's everyone's answer?
Would you give your daughter a glitch?
Oh, shit. Fuck yeah.
Dude, I said no.
Yeah, no?
No.
Well, now
I'm not the person I want to be. And of course, you'll never really say, obviously, I'm always going to say I want more. But if you think of it in terms of I want my daughter to have someone, I want my son, right? Think of it, right? The person she's dating, I want my son to be better than me. I want my daughter to be better than me. So if I gave her someone like myself right now, then they're not going to be better than me. So I have to work myself up before I say yes. That's my thought process.
Mm. I like that.
I'd say yes for me, but I agree with what you said that you're not really at your full potential. But I know as of today, if I were to die tomorrow, that today I am the man true in my heart, and what I'm doing is really authentic. So I feel like that, like my judgment for that type of statement would be, who am I today, and am I the person today that's the best version of myself? Yes, we make mistakes. We don't know what's ahead of us. However, are we true to ourselves today in this moment? And are we doing everything that really comes down from our heart, like what we truly want?
I said the same thing, like, because I'll resonate with your mindset, but you can't act like you're going to reach your full potential at 20 years old. You're not at your prime yet, of course. So you can't, like, don't beat yourself up with that. You know you have great ambition. You know you're a good guy. You know you're working hard towards your goal. If you found that your daughter's boyfriend had those types of qualities, would you be happy? Probably.
My mentality is just I'm a hungry man.
And I understand hungry that, hippo. But you can't pretend.
Hungry hippo. Hungry hippo. I forgot about that. Exactly. Oh, my God, yeah. I'm a fucking hungry hippo. Mm-hmm. Hippos are
Mike's
fat,
like,
though,
no.
Hippos are fat.
Because you said that once, what? And you're like,
what's
no.
that from?
It's a board game.
Yeah, I know, but like, why'd you start saying that?
Because
we used to play it a lot.
Yeah. And my car was called Hippopotamus at first. Oh, I think that probably, by the way, I changed her name.
Oh, okay. What's her name?
MJ.
MJ.
Yeah.
MJ.
Yeah, she's my.
I'd give her
I'm Spider-Man. Yeah, I'm Spider-Man. She's my MJ.
Oh, dude, I was thinking of Jordan, bro.
Yeah, that's what you probably thought.
Yeah,
but you're wrong.
I was like, what? You're riding another man.
Dude, that's
right. you're riding another man.
If you do name your car a guy,
that's
riding his script.
Like, he's fucking riding Michael Jordan, bro. That's gay as
MJ,
hell.
MJ, Mary Jane.
All right, fine. Fuck you.
All right, shout out. I'm not gonna lie. I love to listen to this in the background. I tend to use Spotify more for large, long-form content. If it already is, or going to be, that's awesome. I'd love to listen there. If not, well, it's just an idea. At TimCJ8375 on YouTube.
Your brother, Tim. No.
Well, here's the thing with this, right? Spotify costs money to have a subscription on it. And if you want to have YouTube videos in the background, you also have to pay for that. So it's up to you if you really want to listen to us in the background, you have to pay for either Spotify or YouTube. Right? We're not on Spotify.
You can listen to Spotify podcast free.
No, what?
With ads in it.
Oh, with ads. Okay. I thought you were saying, okay.
But that will be a thing that we will do in the future.
And yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah. And if you have anything else, drop it down below, and we're probably going to end up taking it the same way we're going to take this up.
There's just a smile on my face when someone gives us an idea.
Yeah. So guys, that's now awesome, you have a choice. You listen to us. You got our perspective on it. Do you want to be a glitch or a bot? At the end of the day, it's your choice. But hear us out. Try it. Go against the crowd.
Watch the video again.
See where it takes you.
At the end of the day, you're going to die. You're going to have to choose.
Not the end of the day.
At the end of life, you're going to die, and you're going to have to think of how are people going to remember you and what kind of impact did you make on this world. Mm. What's the answer going to be? We'll find out.
Well, with that being said, think big, grow big.
Peace.